and cook them down and then put them in jars and turn them upside down, and the lard would come down and seal it off, and that would keep well for a long time.
For big crops.
Yeah. Now, did they ever make anything called chipped beef?
Yes, we make, what is it? Oh, what's, you know, we make jerky.
Jerky, now is that different than chipped beef?
Yes, I think so. Chipped beef, in my idea, is soft. But jerky, you take the best parts and quite thin and put them in the oven and dry them out.
So jerky might be a little thicker.
No, jerky's about this thick, dry and crisp.
I see. Okay. And how do they have, you mentioned a little about the pork. Was there something called salt pork or any other words they might use for that?
Brine. You put it down and cured.
Salt, right? It come out salt pork.
Yeah,
and that's what you call it, would be salt.
Cured hams.
Then you and you rub it with other different kind of salt to it.
On top, on
dry it, and
not kept it from molding and such stuff.
But they'd never use words like fat back or anything like that.
We don't. That we use fresh side. That's the bacon that's cut before it's. It's cured at all. It's fresh side.
Just be putting it in a straight lard.
Yeah.
Okay. What would they do with the pig's head? What would they make out of that?
Scrapple.
Scrapple? Okay. Would they ever use the term head cheese, or is that something different?
Just, some have used them for minced meat. We just cut it off and grind it for the jowls. We just cut off and grind into the sausage.
I see. Now, is scrapple different than that word that I mentioned?
Head cheese? Uh-huh. I have never made scrapple. As I understand, it's a German doings. And the head cheese, well, I've made head cheese once. And you cook it and then put it in and it gels and almost into a form like a square for a sandwich.
Oh, I see. Okay. How do they used to, I guess you had cows for milking purposes. Did they ever, how did they get the milk clean after you bring it in?
Put it through a strainer.
Uh-huh. And did they have terms for milk that was thin? What would they call that?
Thin?
Uh-huh. That was low in buttermilk content.
Holstein.
That was the Holstein milk?
Jerseys.
Skim milk,
yeah.
Okay.
But the Jerseys have more cream in than the others.
Would they ever call that blue milk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you heard that term?
Yes.
Okay, can I get you to say that then?
Well, blue milk.
Okay, well, yeah, that's amazing. You've heard that. And when the milk started to go sour, what was that?
Clabber.
Clabber, okay. And what could they make out of that?
Cottage cheese, or my daddy used to just eat it with sugar.
Was that like yogurt or different?
A little like yogurt.
Okay, and... did your mother do much baking?
Oh, yes. She could bake bread. I can't bake bread like she did. She'd bake that, and it'd come that much over the top of the pan. Just, beautiful big loaves. Yeah. She was a good cook.
Mostly wheat, or what kinds of bread?
Flour. They'd raise their wheat here, and then they took it down to a mill down here near Manderson, and would have their their wheat ground into flour. But, of course, during the wartime, all we had was cornmeal. Uh-huh. We didn't have white flour.
Now, what would they make out of cornmeal?
Cornbread. Mush.
Did they have different names for the cornbread?
Cornmeal mush. Oh, there was something. Corn pone.
Corn pone? Okay. And what is it that makes loaves rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And what would you call a carbonated beverage, just of any variety? What
soda. Pop.
Which of those two terms do you think you prefer? Or do you use both of them?